Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy. Check it out. Turn it on,
turn it up, you're my radio. Cliffo and Loggy's catch up.
Roger Federer has won his 20th Grand Slam title.
Roger.
Overnight, and as always, humble as pie last night after winning the Australian Open.
Of course, winning is just an absolute dream come true. The fairy tale continues for us, for me. After the great year I had last year, it's incredible.
Great guy.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
Fed Express.
He was crying.
He was. I would say he's the real hero of the Australian Open this year, but I think the unsung hero, the real underdog of the Australian Open, was a young man from Korea named Hyung Chung.
Yes.
I think I'm saying that right.
I think you have too.
Hyung Chung. Great player, real like up-and-comer, I guess.
Yeah.
Really, really, really cool glasses.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. I love that he's got like a look.
Yeah.
He wears these glasses that are like white.
They're like Heston Blumenthal.
Yeah.
Style glasses. Yeah, I think Australia's fallen in love with this guy because he's just so humble, real kind of underdog. But he had to retire on Friday night because he got a blister on the front ball of his right foot, which is his lead foot, about the size of a 50-cent coin.
Oh.
And he actually, like, tweeted out an image of it because it's 2018 and if you don't put it on social media, did it even happen?
Didn't happen.
But I'm looking at it right now. Like, this blister has, like, ripped the front.
Nah.
Of his foot apart. You're looking at it.
Yeah, through...
Friggin' disgusting,
that's
man.
Rank. Yeah, no thank you. As far as blisters go, though, I think... See, this is the thing. When you get a little blister, you kind of forget about them. When you get a big blister like he's got, this is one that you'll remember forever. The rankest blister that I ever got on my body... I was an idiot back in my heyday, and I actually tanned...
What do you mean, back?
Way back when. I went for a bit of a tanning sesh in springtime.
Yeah,
forgot
right.
to reapply the sunscreen, bad. And I burnt myself really bad from my neck all the way down to my feet, just the front half, basically. I burnt myself so bad on my chest that the whole chest area, like my delicatage... is that what you see? Let me call it.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, it turned into a giant blister. So much so that when I was in the shower...
Like one big sun blister.
One giant boob. I had a third boob. I was like the chick in Total Recall. I was like... And it was like, it filled with water and it was huge and it was gross. And I'll never forget it.
13, 12, 16.
Oh,
rankest blisters. Who has had just a cracker before? Could be a sun blister.
Yeah.
Like Loggies.
Dangerous.
Could be a foot blister like Hyung Chung's.
Yeah.
If in doubt, say
Hyung
it quick.
Chung.
On his foot. I went to the States a few years ago, did the big tour of America or whatever, didn't take any walking shoes over, just took over Connie's and did like a whole day
trip.
No, none at all. And I wore the high tops all day.
Yeah, they're strutting shoes.
And I took off the high tops and just like not one big blister but little blisters all over the front and back of my feet. But 13, 12, 16. Come on, be a gross pig like Loggy and I. We'll go to Tanya. Tanya, what's your rankest blister story, mate?
When I was about 2 years old, I stood on a soldering iron.
Oh, no.
How? Like, was that on the floor or were you on a bench?
Yeah, no, it was on the floor.
Oh.
Silly place for a soldering iron.
Yeah, it seems pretty dumb.
Yeah, so your whole foot on there. And then did you get a whole foot blister or...?
Whole foot blister, couldn't walk, had to crawl around, and very small, very painful.
Good thing is you're a toddler when you're two,
so you're
crawling,
crawling.
Not that foreign to
yeah.
you. 13, 12, 16, hey, who's this?
Hi, my name's Erin.
Erin, rankest blister, give it to us.
Okay, on my tailbone.
How?
I'm riding a motorbike with a G-string.
Oh, yeah.
That's totally stupid. Don't ever do it.
Just like flossing all day.
And it hurts.
Bum flossing. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
John.
Hey, John. Rank as blister, mate.
Beat that, John.
Yeah, beat our last caller, John. Rank as blister.
Oh, I've had one on my genitals.
Genitals?
Did you just say genitals? Can we confirm that?
Yeah.
Too much friction or...?
Yeah, a little bit too much friction.
All right, we're going to end it there, John.
Yeah.
That's,
you have won, though, the story of the day.
I think you win, John.
Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Aussier than a kangaroo slugging a forest in a Commodore.
This is Cliffo.
Cliffo and Loggy's snag through.
Happened Thursday, a world first, a free snag through drive through that we did at Reed Park for Australia Day. So all you had to do is come on drive through Reed Park, and we had a free snag sitting there for your enjoyment.
There was something kind of cool doing it through pit lane as well, too.
Oh,
like
I loved
actually
it.
Pulling up on top of like literally burning rubber,
yeah,
burnt rubber onto the road there out the front of the pits on Boundary Street. Look, we thought we'd put together, and we talked about this a bit across the weekend, Loggy. We thought we'd put together our top three moments of our free sausage sizzle drive-through just in time for Australia Day. And coming in at number three, you and I trying a snag for the first time, Lady and the Tramp style, one mouth on each end.
I don't want this to be like a, you know, what's that game where you suck the paper and then the paper drops and then you both
make
out?
Blow?
We're not going to do suck and
this,
blow with a snag.
He's going to both suck and blow.
I know. Are you ready?
Okay, 3, 2, 1, Lady and the Tramping a snag. This is the weirdest thing we've ever done together.
Here we go.
Take a bite. Go. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. This is a good snag.
This is a great snag.
Stop cooked perfectly.
Oh, you know what? You know when you don't open your eyes when you're kissing someone? Don't open your eyes when you're sharing a snag. Oh, man, that was ridiculous. Number two, the best moment of the day. Well, we're accepting all vehicles, okay?
Yes.
We weren't being vehicle racist
we
at all.
So, if it had wheels,
we're accepting you. And a gentleman came through in something really unexpected. I've seen cars. I've seen trucks. I've seen...
A semi, by the way. We had a semi come through.
I've seen someone on a bike, but I would have to say this is the best for the day. Trevor, what have you come through the drive-thru with?
Well, I saw the sign free snags. So I thought, beauty, breakfast.
Yeah. And what are you actually wheeling?
I'm on the rollerblades.
Right.
And I normally rollerblade on the other side of the complex here where it's nice and quiet and no one around. So I thought I'd come around the corner and see what was going on.
Trevor, you win today for most interesting vehicle. Thank you so much, mate.
Good lucky. You. Thank you.
I like how she called you, Lockie.
Yeah, thanks, Lockie. But he said it to you.
Nice young man, that
he meant it me. That's great. I get that a fair bit, actually.
All right, here it is, Lockie. The number one moment from Cliffo and Loggy's snag through on Thursday morning. It would have to be, and I think we both agree on this, the snag toss where Mayor Jenny Hill was holding a snag with a pair of tongs 10 paces away from you. She tossed it up into the air and you had to catch it in a piece of bread.
All right, here we go. I'm ready.
Okay, the mayor is about to toss a snag about 10 paces. We're going to see if Loggy can catch it. 3, 2, 1, toss that snag! And she's fallen well short. We have a snag on the floor, on the ground, on the road, here at the pits at Reed Park.
Do you know what? I feel like, am I, Jenny's nearly tripped over a snag. Am I Aussie? Because I should have probably dived for that, Cliffo, and ripped my knees like true Aussies would have. But I let it go. I've let everyone down. I'm really sorry.
I'm so sorry. The weight of the snag just wasn't enough to get that momentum.
Our mayor likes a dead snag. Yeah. So we'll try and sort
that out.
A weighted snag, a heavy snag. All the highlights, all the pics, vids, everything on our socials now, and you can hear an extended podcast of Cliffo and Loggy's snag through. It's online now at hit.com.au.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy. Townsville's Hit 103.1.
The Townsville Choral Society have decided to celebrate their 100th show in the most rockin' way ever. They're bringing the superstar musical We Will Rock You to town, and to find out all about it, we have Scattermouche live in the studio, a.k.a. Judy Higgins-Olsen.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Really excited for this show. It's called We Will Rock You. It's all the music of Queen. Now, I think everyone knows and secretly loves Queen.
Yes, yes.
Or openly loves Queen bit. Is the musical story itself, is it the story of Queen, or is it like another completely like made up story just using their music?
It is a jukebox musical, so it's a different plot line with songs that we know and love from Queen.
Okay.
Would you like to know about the story?
I would love to know about the story.
Knowing Queen, it'd be pretty out there.
Well, the book was written by Ben Elton. So comic genius. It's very silly. It's not serious at all. So it's set in the very distant future where the world, the children of this world are run by computers and technology.
Ooh.
Not too far from where we are.
Yeah.
But these children on this planet are told how to dress, what to eat, and what music to listen to. And this music is that plastic-produced pop when rock music does not exist and musical instruments don't exist.
Okay.
So we come across a character named Galileo Figaro. Who sounds familiar.
I've heard
that before. He's an outcast and he doesn't fit with the boys' own boys. Mm-hmm. And he wants to break free. And he dreams about these rock songs and this rock words and rock music. And he comes across a chick called Scaramouche.
Scaramouche.
That's you.
Exactly. That's myself. And she doesn't fit with the Barbie girls either. So they go on this little journey together and come across this underground world of bohemians.
Oh, wow.
And these bohemians, are in search of their rhapsody.
Ah.
And they are in search of the last living musical instrument.
It's awesome.
Just a few sneaky Queen references.
Yeah.
Filtered throughout the explanation there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, were you always a Queen fan or is this, yes?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We grew up in a musical family and definitely Queen was on high rotation at our house. And the thing I love about it is they're such a super group. Their songs are, you know, withstood the test of time easily. Mm. But one of the things I love about them is all four members of Queen have written number one hits. So it's not just Freddie, it's not just Brian May.
Yeah.
Four of them contributed. But they are truly super group and Bo Rap has been my favourite song in the world forever.
Yeah. So. Especially after Wayne's World too.
Didn't that like reinvigorate that song? It's so great. Look, it opens up on Wednesday. Queen's music, We Will Rock You, like Judy said before, completely different story. We actually want to play a quick little game of Queen Substitute.
Mm.
So what Loggy and I are going to do, we're going to sing Queen songs, but to different lyrics. So we're just going to read them out of books.
Yeah.
And you have to work out the song.
I love it.
Okay.
And my book today is called Our Century, A Journey Through This Century from the Nine Network television series presented by Ray Martin.
Oh, that's a bit special.
It's a bit of a long one, all right?
Moss just flew out of that book when I opened it.
It smells mossy.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a bit nervous because I have no musical talent, so sorry that what I'm about to do to you, but here we go. Beryl passed round her own homemade date. And cashew fudge. And we all sat down in front of the instrument and watched the Queen's speech and the bushfire warnings. Then I thought we'd all ought to get together. I feel like you know this, but you're just...
Please put her out of her misery.
May I?
Yes, please do.
Would it be I Want to Break Free?
I want to break free.
It sounded just like Freddie.
Oh, I love Freddie so much, so that means a lot.
All right. Number two. This is one of my Queen favourites. Sung today from the book The Four Agreements, A Practical Guide to Personal Freedom.
Oh, wow.
We've gone a self-help number, guys.
Yeah.
Rolling deep.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. If someone gives you an opinion and says, hey, you look fat, don't take it personally because the truth is this person is dealing with his or her feelings, beliefs and opinions. That person tried to send poison to you and if you take it personally, then you'll take that poison in. Taking things personally makes you easy prey for those predators and black magicians. They can hook you easily with one little opinion and feed you poison because you take it personally. They eat it up.
Wow. Ooh. Love the crescendo.
Thank you.
Would that be Killer Queen?
It's a killer.
She's a killer queen.
I don't know if this has been the best ad for We Will Rock You.
No, because, well, it actually has been, because if you want to go see real artists...
Yeah, that's not how it's done.
We don't do it that way. No. They do it that way, though, so please go and see.
And this show is not at the Civic Theatre. It's at the TECC.
It is. The Townsville Civic Theatre is going under refurbishment at the moment for about the next 5 months, so we're really excited because this is a massive rock arena, rock spectacular, and the Entertainment Centre is the perfect setting for it. So we've got heaps of tickets for heaps of shows. Everyone should come along.
All right, get those tickets at tecc.net.au. We Will Rock You. It starts Wednesday and runs till February. February 10. Get your tickets today. One of the stars, Judy Higgins-Olsen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Hit 103.1.
It's the first show for new host Lisa Wilkinson on The Project last night, and I thought she did really well. I think she's kind of got to loosen up maybe a little bit because the Project hosts are pretty loose in that. I still think she's very Today Show, but I really liked her on The Project last night. But she did actually present a story of Beck's legacy, which is an emotional story from right here in Townsville, and it involves a lovely young couple, Gareth and Beck, who decided to start a family. And Beck and Gareth were doing it really tough because Beck was suffering with cystic fibrosis. So Beck's best friend, Jess, stepped in to be the surrogate for the baby, choosing to help give her friends such an amazing gift. And Jess got pregnant with Beck and Gareth's baby, but then that's when tragedy struck.
But in September, their world came crashing down.
It was quite a quick deterioration, really. Things started to get pretty bad, and then we had to call the ambulance. There was never a thought in our mind that the worst could actually happen, and we never really spoke about the possibilities of her not seeing her son. She knew she was having a boy and she was definitely over the moon.
4 months before her baby boy was due, cystic fibrosis claimed Beck's life. Gareth hadn't just lost the love of his life, but was confronting the reality of bringing up his son without Beck.
Oh, it's just so emotional last night watching this story. And the little baby boy is Rickson. And it was just such a touching story of friendship and love between these people. And I think just so special of Gareth, Jess and their families to actually allow us into that world and to spread awareness of cystic fibrosis, because there is no cure for cystic fibrosis. And yeah, cysticfibrosis.org.au. You can get more information there, donate, find out about fundraising.
Yeah,
and
please
stuff
do, because I think that's a big thing that Gareth's trying to push too. And I know down the track he's even, you know, talked about setting up his own foundation in his wife's name. I guess the good thing that I took out of this story last night is Rickson is not at risk of having cystic fibrosis. He may be a carrier of the gene, but I guess that's, you know, yeah. I mean, I'm sure Beck would be looking down thinking that's the amazing thing about all this is he's a healthy, happy little boy. And I guess all of us in Townsville, because it's such a big, you know, Townsville story, just wish Gareth and Rickson all the best. Yeah.
Sending you our love, guys.
Yeah, big love, guys. Big love.
Cliffo and Loggy. Weekday mornings from 5. Townsville's Hit 103.1.